Republicans hope to pen Democrats with the blame for a looming government shutdown.
It is the Democrats who have taken the absolutist position.
GOP lawmakers continue to publicly root for a government shutdown, basically with no regard for the potentially devastating consequences.
In the meantime, 800,000 workers are out of work.
We're the far right in the government, and we really like to say no
for five freaking years.
And we're so afraid of that damn ACA that we fought it through 42 votes.
Obamacare is evil. Obamacare is evil. Obamacare is sad.
We don't like all this spending. Don't get sick if you can't pay. We got what we got, and screw all you have nots. We're used to getting our way.
We're a bunch of crybabies.
Care is socialism.
Shut down, it's all mine. It's all mine. It's all mine.
What do you think, Glenn Beck?
I vote for a candidate who said that's what they were gonna do to us on purpose. Cause this looks good. We were trying to trim the fat.
No one gets to hurt our economy and millions of innocent people just because there are a couple of laws that you don't like.
I'm willing to look at that, but not with a gun to my head, not with the prospect of shutting down the government.
These five or six Republicans, brave souls they are
bravely trying to save the American healthcare system.
Shut down! Go ahead and stick it to you. Shut down! To hell with the 99!
Shut down!
Shut down! Obamacare is socialism. It's all mine. It's all mine.
Look, they are desperate for this bill to fail.
This seriously damages our ability to protect the safety and security of this nation.
At FBI headquarters, 50% of the staff ordered to stay home, making it more difficult to identify terrorist threats. At the CDC, researchers are not tracking outbreaks of food poisoning, but our world-renowned scientists.